Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Kali and it's Tuesday in Belleville. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we have Gary Pratt. You just heard one of his awesome songs called A Song You Can Drink a Beer To With. You know, you can sing with it with a beer or wine, I think. And let me bring him on. So here he is, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You know, I love your sound. Your sound reminds me of a little Tim McGraw mixed with Kenny Chesney mixed with Kid Rock.
Well, you're putting a smile on my face, that's for sure. Hey, I'm so glad to be on the show. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry for the mix-up last week. It was just a crazy week, but, you know, like, things happen. But so how did you become a musician and everything? And how did you figure out you wanted to, you know, do this for a living?
You know what? Music has always been in my blood since I was a kid. I mean, I was, you know, they tell me I was like dancing to music, you know, before I could talk. So I've always loved music. I guess it's part of my identity. So I've been doing music since I was a kid. And a little story, when I was, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12, I used to gather up my relatives, kids my own age, or kids from the neighborhood, and we would produce our own shows, and we would charge, you know, the parents to come in and see the show, and they would make dinner for everyone, and so I've been producing shows since I've been a kid, too, but what's funny about that is I used to make up contracts for these kids that they had to sign to make sure they would be there. So I've been doing music a long time. You know, I was sort of a backward kid also. So through high school, I was in some of the musical things, but not a lot. Went through college, did some musical things there. I had some bands. I started a band when I was 16. But I didn't start a band with people my own age. They were much older, and I think that was a benefit for me because we used to play a lot of different places that I probably never would have played if I would have just been in a band with people my own age. So I've been in rock bands and top 40 bands and a 1940s band, actually. And, of course, country, but, you know, country's where my heart is. And I've always known. I used to sit in front of the TV watching the award shows and saying, I hope someday I can be on there. You know, it was it's just part of my identity. So I've known since I've been a kid, you know, this is what I want to do.
Wow, because when I first heard of you, I'm like, wait, why is he not getting the recognition from, you know, the Russells? I don't understand that myself because, you know, especially your newest single, A Song You Can Drink a Beer To With, I'm singing the lyrics, So Women Name would be a song you can do your wine to. I mean, you cannot go wrong with a beer song or a wine song, in my opinion.
No.
You can't. And
no,
I'm not
I think we all need that right now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm not telling people to become an alcoholic or anything, but I think in this past year especially, this is a song that the American people need. Because
yes,
I think
we do.
Yeah, with, you know, everything going on and how crazy the end of 2019, 2020 to 2000 now is still crazy. I mean, it's still,
yeah.
You know, for me, I think, you know, yeah, the only good thing about COVID-19 was no one could say no to me the whole time. That was my only, like, good thing, because if people were saying no, then I know they hated me because they had nothing else to do. So, you know, it was like the perfect time to go in for the cast. And so I've been looking on your website lately, and so you've done CMA Fest, right?
I was in Nashville. After college, I went to Nashville, and I played probably every club in Nashville and had the opportunity to sing at the CMA Fest, not at the big stage, but at the smaller stages outside, which was awesome because everybody's there to hear country music and just the energy there is just, you know, great. I sang at Tennessee State Fair, did some showcases, and I sort of got discouraged and I moved back home, which is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that area. And I actually quit singing and writing for about a year and found out that I was just getting depressed and I wasn't treating people with the respect they should be treated. I was just not a happy person. And so I said, you know what, I don't care if I'm going to sing in my basement for the rest of my life. This makes me happy, and I'm going to do what makes me happy. It doesn't matter if I'm up on stage or if I'm a big star or anything like that. In myself, I sort of lost half of myself because, like I said, music, you know, half of my being. And I sort of lost myself, but, you know, I started back up again, and here I am. I'm talking to you tonight, and that's a great opportunity. And I've met some wonderful people on this last project. And A Song You Can Drink a Beer To is, you know, it's a song everybody can relate to. And like you said, especially now after everything we've been through, you know, you might be having a bad day. You might be celebrating something really fantastic. You might have a bad day at work or lost your job or, you know, celebrating someone's wedding or a new love or a heartbreak. Doesn't matter what situation you're in, you always need a song to drink a beer to, you know, to unwind to, you know, to connect to. And that's why we picked that song as the first single off the album.
Well, I think that will be the summer anthem almost because, you know, yeah, that will totally be the summer anthem. People, you know, we are getting to a place where, you know, we finally can, you know, almost go back to normal, but not all the way. I mean, if you in Seattle like me, well, we just went back. We went down, back to phase one. I'm not happy about it, but, you know. And we were the first ones to get this. And now, and I had, I think your friend Matt Weston. I love Matt. Matt's so sweet and nice. And I didn't even know you guys were buddies. So, yeah, he's one of the nicest interviews I've done, you know. And, you know, yeah, when people look at my soap, daytime after dark bathing. Okay, this is soap. So now, I love country music. Country music has always been my heart and soul ever since I was like 10. You know, Kenny Rogers, you know, Willie Nelson, like all of those, and today's country too. Also, you know, you have so many great artists that I don't think people are getting the recognition that they did 10 years ago, with the, even on the radio. It's like, wait a moment. You know, I don't remember getting the call and the last time I put gospel on the radio. It's been like the weirdest time because, come on, that's what, I mean, country music in itself is one of the greatest genres of music ever. And I just think that the lack of respect that you guys are getting from other genres, and, you know, when you have the CMAs or the other awards, so, and the AMC awards, so, both are great. But, like, when it comes to Grammy night, it's just like, I feel like, wait a moment, why isn't the country music not getting represented in a way that all the other music is? And that, you know, it kind of was a nasty low to the Grammy people. But they haven't answered me. They haven't answered me, so I don't
know. Never answered you. Wow.
No, I don't know what that means. They haven't answered me. I don't know, but I was mad at the moment, and I should have waited, but I was too mad. So, who have you performed with?
With what you're saying, I totally agree. You know, I think, you know, we should be represented a little bit better at the Grammys. I love country music, I guess, just as much as you do. And I just think that there are a lot of artists out there now, especially with, you know, with the internet and media and all that. You know, there's so many more people out there that people are listening to, you know, like the indie artists and stuff. But the opportunities seem to be a little bit less, I believe. So I do agree with that, and I think we should be represented a little bit better than what we are, especially at the Grammys. And some of the older artists, you know, like you said, Garth Brooks and you know, people like that are not getting recognition as much as they used to. It's all these new artists. And some of it's a little bit too pop for me. I'm sort of in between pop and the older music, and that's where my heart is. So I do agree with that. And you talk about Matt Weston. He's actually on my album. He does some of the background. He does some of the background vocals on a few of the songs. There's also another MTS artist, Savannah Niter. She does a duet with me on one of the songs I wrote.
I have interviewed her. I would love to. I have no
She's awesome.
Contacting her. I have no way of contacting her. But, yes, I would love to interview her because you guys did the awesome duet. And
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, so, like you said, I mean, yeah, Matt, yeah, I would love to have you and Matt on the show together playing that song because Matt and you are so talented that both of you, I told him this too, that you guys are knocking the recognition that you deserve, and it's making me go crazy in my mind. What's left in my mind, thank you to COVID-19. But, you know, so have you been able to open for any big names? I mean, before
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you would probably like some of the artists that I opened up for. When I was young, I opened up for like Crystal Gayle and Ronnie Millsap. And then not too long ago, I opened up for Ronnie Millsap at a place called the Pellis Theater in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And I also opened up for Dwight Yoakam and Travis Tritt, and opened up for two of the sweetest ladies that I know. They were just awesome. Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan. I opened up for them, and they were just so sweet. I mean, they came, we were practicing in our green room, and here they came knocking at the door, and they're like, hey, we're going to go get pizza. You want to get pizza with us? And I was like starstruck. I was like, I couldn't even talk. I was like, what? But yeah, we went out and had pizza before the show. And after the show, they invited me to go down to their signing table and sign autographs with them. And we even wrote a little bit of a song together back in after the show. They were just awesome. I love those ladies. I hope they come back sometime. I'd like to talk to them again. But those are some of the people that I opened up for. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do a speed lightning round and see if you open up for them, because if you did, you might help me get the interviews. Okay, so Luke Bryan, have you opened up for him? Oh, you've been seeing him.
Who?
Oh.
No, I have not. No.
Okay,
Blake Shelton, I've seen. I actually went to a really cool concert in Ohio, trying to think that, I don't know if it was, I can't believe, I don't know what town it was in, but it was called the Buckeye Concert. And that was the first time I sat so close to the stage. I was like maybe eight rows back from the stage. And it was awesome. I mean, we had Rascal Flatts and Kenny Chesney and Luke Bryan was not there. Keith Urban was there. I mean, it was just jam packed with talented, awesome people. And from this day on, I will not go to a concert unless I'm within the first 20 rows, because it just made so much of a difference.
Well, of course I would. And okay, what about the Big Town?
What's that?
Have you seen open for Larry Big Town, Lady A, or Rascal Frost, any of the three?
No, I have not. I have not had the opportunity to, but if you ever get an in, let me know. I have a tendency, I always like doing duets. I've always had a, you know, sort of a passion for that. Also, I have a girl who sings with me now. Kate Dollar is a wonderful person. I just want to throw her name out there. And she started with me about a year ago. And we do our own little thing, you know, local thing here. And she's just a fantastic person. And growing as an artist, this is something new for her. She's actually a director of music at a church here in the local area. But she's awesome. But I have not opened up for any of those sort of duet, you know, groups. They're all awesome. I have seen Lady A, but I've not, you know, met them at all.
Oh, God. You know, and it's funny, your voice would fit perfectly in a duet with Carly Pierce. Okay, maybe
okay.
That's because I want her on my show so bad that, but your voices will go perfect together. And, like, yeah, like, I think it would go well, but, you know, it's like the new upcoming, you know, artists like Carly, Kelsey Ballerini,
Ashley McBride's awesome.
So. Yeah, and you know, what about Martina McBride? Any connection?
Nope. I think I told you all my connections so far.
My new job is going to try and get you open for something, because number one, it will help your career, but it will also help my career at the same time.
Oh, you better believe it.
You know, like I'm that giving that I would do that. And number two, it will help your career, but in a way, it will help my career too. So it's like my little $22. So when you were in quarantine, what were you doing? Were you playing music all day?
I sort of lucked out because I wanted to spend most of my energy on producing or getting my album done. It wasn't quite done when the pandemic hit. And we still had vocals to do, and all the music was done, but we had to go into the studio, and it was just a couple of us. So we first went in with our mask and everything, and then we started spending so much time together to get it finished that, we were in the studio together. And then so I was basically putting my energy to getting the album done, getting the artwork done, getting everything lined up. And I also went down to Nashville and met Savannah, who's on my song To Find Us, for the first time during the pandemic. And I was sort of like, well, I'm not going to fly. So me and my producer, Brian Cole, we drove down. I met Savannah. We went into Omni Studios and recorded the vocals one day. And then I just stayed a couple extra days. We really didn't go out because nothing was open, nothing on Broadway or anything downtown. Drove back. That was the first time I met Savannah. And it was an awesome trip. And like I said, she's an awesome person. And then got back and I got with MTS Records, and there's stuff I had to get, completed for them before we could release the album. So in a way I was sort of happy I wasn't out doing gigs, because it does take up time and I could, concentrate on getting the album out. So I was happy with that.
I was really naive thinking, when we finally got locked down here in Seattle around February of 2000, I naive thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a summer. I have nothing to worry about. I was wrong on so many, thing, and I worked through the whole summer with the soul, and I worked in the fall, Christmas, New Year's, and now we are in May, and I'm just hoping by late July 4th I can go somewhere, because I think I've been in Washington State way too long, and for me to be in my own place for this long, and, no one died because of me, because, basically I never dreamed of it being this long. I mean, the summer concerts are coming back to Seattle, hopefully, cross all fingers. So it's hard to, when different states are going through this, it's really weird and, crazy at the same time. So who would you love to sing with by now, dead or alive?
I always get asked this question, and sometimes my answer changes, but, of course I'd like to sing with Carly Pearce. That'd be awesome. But, someone that I probably always wanted to sing with, and she's an icon, and I have so much respect for her and the way that she makes people relax, and the good that she does with her music is, you know, something that I would like to do too, is, you know, share goodness instead of, you know, and positive thoughts. Is Dolly Parton. I would love to meet her and sing with her. I think she's a hoot.
Well, I think, you know, like all of the, you know, I mean, all of the, I mean, you could do it with anyone, really. And I certainly might host Bobby, because he might kill me. Well, yeah, he will kill me, in fact. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. So
when are you planning to go back on the road once things get settled?
I have some bookings. Look, they're more local. Nothing big at this time. There's some festivals I'll be playing, but there's still some festivals people are still not sure if they're having yet or not. So I know I have some bookings in June around the area here, but nothing more than that so far.
Yeah. It would be great to, once things really open back up, to go back on the road and maybe perform in the Carolinas or Nashville.
I would love to do some Nashville stuff. I think that's a possibility in the future. With some of the connections that I have now down there, I think it is definitely an opportunity that I'm not going to pass up if I get one.
Well, if you're ever in Fayetteville, North Carolina, I'll be sure to book my tickets to just go see the action.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? You can join me on Facebook. You know, I have a Gary Pratt fans page. Join me there. Check out my website, www.garypratmusic.com. You know, hook up and send me some emails, you know. Tell me if you like the song. If you don't like a song, I like to hear from people. And my email address is right on the website. So I'd be happy to hear from you.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Gary, and you have a great night.
All right, God bless. Thank you.
Yeah, and Gary, thank you for calling in. And when you see Matt next, or when you talk to him, tell him we would love if you both came on and played your song together, because Matt is awesome. He's great, right, Bobby?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great guy. And like I said, Savannah,
yeah.
And, you know, a couple shouts out to Doug Casper at Tonic Studios and Brian Cole, my producer, and Matt, you know, Michael Stover with MTS Records. You know, they're all great guys, and God believes in guys. And, you know, it's so nice to meet people like that. They're good people.
Wow. Yeah, and please, whenever you have anything else to promote, please let us know, because we would love to have you back on.
Thank you.
Right.
That sounds great. Yeah, there's a lot of life in this album yet, so I'll be giving you a call.
All right, and I'll definitely add you as my Facebook friend tonight. So
okay.
Have a great night.
All right, God bless. Thank you both.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Carly.
Hello.
Carly?
So we have a couple of announcements.
All right.
So, this is this. I don't know how to announce this, but this is the way I'm going to do it. Veronica and Nadia are no longer part of Daytime After Dark. And, you know, we just went our own way in life, which is great. I thank them for the time they were on the show. And now it's just you know, me and you and Maggie and Anna here, when she can call in. And I'm okay with that. I think that, you know, I've been overworking myself so long, Bobby, the last year to try and, like, you know, get back to where I was, you know, before I got sick, you know, and we were doing those two shows a day. And, yeah, they were fun. They were awesome, but they were really tiring to do two shows a day.
Right, and like I said last week, it was just throwing off my schedule and also causing me a lot of minutes on my phone time. So I ended up having to use online apps and everything else to just try to keep up with the phone. So that's when you have weird numbers the last few times that I called prior to.
Yeah, so,
minutes.
And, you know, sometimes things don't work out as you want to in life. And, there's no way Bobby and I are giving up daytime after dark for anyone.
No,
and there's no way in hell we are stopping.
Now, I do want to just warn you ahead of time that September 24th, I will be unavailable, and some Friday night during the football season, I'll be unavailable, but I'll let you know as time goes on if we can book the show early in the daytime or not, depending on if my job will allow me to work back during the day, and also and if the time happens that it happens, then like it happens.
Well, and, you know,
so it might be either
also,
you going solo or no show during that night because of that. So I just want to give you a heads up. But other than that, I'm free the rest of the way.
Yeah, so am I. And, I just want to do a couple of announcements, too. Breaking news, Days of Alive just got renewed for 2 more years.
All right.
Yeah.
So that means I won't have to worry about it until any possibility of anything until at least the 2023 French Open weekend. That's when I will start hitting the panic button around that time. And speaking of the French Open, I think either opening day or that Friday is going to be no days on NBC during that time. I think ABC might go do a rerun, and the only show network you will have is CBS. So I'm not too sure how they're going to schedule out the Memorial Day weekend. We might have to ask Nathan as far as the ABC scheduling when that time comes.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I really think that, you know, I know, so, yeah, I think I'm hoping that we have a better summer than last year because, Bobby, you know how much I need to go again right now? You know how much I need that?
I'm just going out of town because I'm thinking about going to South Carolina in August, and I might need the possibility of maybe not doing a show the weekend I go, but I'll let you know ahead of time when that happens. On top of...
I mean, with you, Bobby, I'm never worried about that. I know
I can always text you or call you or I am you if I have to, anything concerning me. And
Bobby,
you do the next thing.
The end of July, I mean, the end of June, too. Summer July, I think that's when we are going to be taking off, you know, and maybe some of the Olympics, too, because, You know, the only stuff we are going to be having to talk about is buying a boat and then a hostel.
Exactly.
And I haven't seen DH from yesterday, but let me tell you guys, last week was like the action packed of the whole five, 7 years. I mean, you know, the whole 5 or 7 years of, you know, of Action Pack. I loved every moment of Jason getting out of there. I love Jason and Brett. I don't care if you hit me over it.
That's going to bring me up to another thing. With what happened with Kelly in real life, Kelly Tebow, not Kelly Monaco, in real life, as far as her not being able to work because of the COVID era, how's that storyline going to work out for the next
week? I think she's back now.
Right.
You know, I think she is back, you know, right now. And also, you know, I love, you know, to be honest with everyone, you know, I was never a really big Jason and Sam fan. And the way I see it, you know what? Sam gave up her right the moment she chose Jason. You know, this life is not for me and the kids. Well, Sam, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. You know what? And Brett and Jason have a different dynamic with them, with how those two kind of are starting to care about each other and starting to, starting to be, you know, more friendly and more.
Right.
You know, Jason did not have to go back and save Brett, okay? But I'm glad he saved my Brett, you know?
Right.
You know, and for all of these people out there who, you know, think, oh, Jason's on the one and Brett's on the one, they are bad people. No, what other option was Jason given? If he went to back to Pennville and with the, you know, stab wound not completely healed, well, Cyrus men could get him. You know what? And number two, the reason they are on the one because Zodin can never figure out the right person to put in jail, ever. And, you know, never have I seen so many people.
And I'm thinking this is going to end up the same way we saw 4 years ago with Luke and Laura. They were on a run for a while, and then they got married, and then they raised kids. I'm looking at this possibly being almost similar thing like this.
Well, and the thing with, you know, Jason and Britt on the run and everything was awesome that what I love about this is the whole town, except for Peter and Valentine, you know, and maybe Jax. You know, but for Jax to blame Sonny on all of this the other day, I wanted to reach out and slap him on the TV because, you know what? This is not Sonny's fault, okay? This is Cyrus Winone's fault. He brought the drugs in, okay? Sonny and even Zillian were not into bringing the drugs to Pulsar. They did not want the drugs to hit the kids or the college kids or anything. And for me, you know, it was like I've never seen so many people coming together and agreeing and helping people. I mean, you have Sky Baldwin, who wasn't the biggest fan of Jason or Sonny for years. You have them, you know, Sky defending Jason. who's defending things and like, wait a moment, he didn't do this. You know, yeah, the thing that put me who's defending was Franco was worried about the tumor. But Jason never said, Jason never gave Franco a definite answer if he would kill him if the tumor came back. But Sky knew that. So, you know, and after, you know, Dr. O really helped him see the light, you know, it put Amo seeing the light on Liz and a lot of people that just thought, you know, and Cameron. Cameron, I loved what Zoss said the other day, was if you were the one that saw Jason, I would never forgive you. You know, and people got to remember that Zoss is Jason's goddaughter. I mean, he will walk so many miles and do whatever is right for calling the kids, always and forever. And I do not respect Nina at all anymore. Nina has had her fans more than once to tell someone about Sunny. Okay, Zach's with them. Zach's got thought. Okay? And what? Zach is going to remember seeing Sunny, but thinking that he was hallucinating or whatever when he wasn't. For me, if Carly was doing all this, he would be burned at the stake. We both know that, right?
Exactly.
Bobby?
Exactly.
Okay, but Nina can get away with this. And I don't like it one bit because Nina, you know what? You know, they never have done a DNA test to prove if Wiley, you know, Neil and Nina are really related. We don't know that. You're going off a necklace has been in so many different people's hands. And who knows if Silo gave a necklace to Vanilla to Willow, but it really belonged to Willow? You know, that's because if you think how in the beginning Sam and Alexis hated each other. Look at the way they're doing with Willow and Nina. Look at it. Think about it. Go back in history of the sub. Look what they are doing right now. You know, the same damn thing, right, Bob?
Exactly.
Yeah, and before we go, I just want to say that we are next, so is, and now, oh, by the way, people, if you want to be on the show, just contact me now. I'm doing the booking. I am doing everything right now. So our next show, I believe, is, let's see, Friday the 14th at 3 p.m., Nathan Body. Daytime After Dark, welcome Nathan Body back.
And that's 3 p.m. on Friday, 12 noon your time?
Yep, that's 3 p.m. my time. 7 your time?
No, my time.
What?
Is it 3 p.m. my time or 3 p.m. your time?
3 o'clock my time.
Okay, that's 6 o'clock.
Yes, right. So 6 o'clock. So everyone enjoy your night and relax. And just remember, General Hospital is the best soap on right now. Have a good night, Bobby.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.